Hey folks, welcome to the Kira Banks Show and week 45 of a year of self-love journal. This week's affirmation is, I forgive myself for any hurt I've caused myself and others. In doing so, I free myself from the burden of hurt and shame. I love all parts of me. This is one where if you haven't been truly journaling, if you haven't been writing things down, maybe even outside of this, right? Like oftentimes there's not enough space in the weeks to write all the things, or maybe I'm just an extra writer. But this one is a week to go deep, because we all have times where we've hurt ourselves or other people that we love. And this week reminds us that we can forgive ourselves, even if we don't feel ready to. We can acknowledge that we're not ready to, but that what we did doesn't equal us being completely trash and like someone to be thrown out. And it's worth reflecting on, you know, the things that you've done that you blame yourself for, and asking yourself, how does carrying the shame and guilt and the burden of those feelings affect you? Like, really, how does it affect you? How does it keep you maybe from accessing different parts of you, maybe different feelings? Maybe you don't let yourself experience joy because you're like, oh, I don't deserve it. Or maybe you don't let yourself get close to people because you're like, well, I hurt this other person that I was close to, and so I shouldn't do that. So do you lose out on connection? Maybe it's a lot of anger with yourself and you take that out in ways that are not adaptive and helpful for your body or your heart. And so I want you to not only think of the things that where you feel like I fell short for myself or other people, but how has carrying the burden of those things affected you? And I want to say, even if you're not ready to let go of all of that today, that you are okay and lovable in the midst of all that. And it made me think about cancel culture and how there's lots of times in our society now where like someone will do something wrong and they'll get thrown away, like they are just untouchable and they are trash. And, you know, I'm all for holding people accountable, but I don't think anyone is irredeemable. And this is just my opinion. You got to figure this out for yourself. Like, for example, I don't think people should be sent away to prison forever for offenses that are not egregious in terms of like murdering someone or whatever. And even if they have, that doesn't mean that they might not be able to be forgiven, right? Like them doing the thing and going to jail doesn't bring back the person, but maybe they really have changed their ways and they've made their amends and they've been accountable. They're redeemable as human beings. And so in that way, if I can say that about other people and our criminal punishment system, because it's not restorative, then I need to also be able to have the self-compassion to turn that towards myself. And that's not always easy, but I do think it's possible with work to like get that muscle of self-compassion going. So this is a week where I said, you know, write it all down, write all the things down. And one of the things I want you to reflect on and write down is if you look out a year from now, one, maybe you do like half of a page, one half of the page, the other half of the page, or, you know, back to back. But I want you to do one exercise where like a year from now, if you were to forgive yourself, what would things look like? And then a year from now, if you were to not forgive yourself, what would things look like? And really vision how your life would be if you were to forgive yourself today for what's burdening you, and if you were not going to forgive yourself. Some of that clarity around like what things might look like might help you realize going in that shame spiral and like digging in and feeling worse and worse about yourself, about something you did in the past, is not helping you. You can be accountable for what you've done. You can make amends. You can behave differently. You can't change what you did. And so to continue to punish yourself and carry that burden is not helping you. And that exercise of like, what would it look like if you forgave yourself or not, might help you see that. This week also talks about, you know, the different ways that you can release. And it talks about, you know, crying, which for some people, having a good cry is cathartic. For other people, it's completely off limits, like not something they ever do. And so, you know, thinking about what does it mean to cry, to release, and am I able to like let that burden go? And how do I need to release that? It's going to look different for different people. So think about for yourself, what do you need to kind of shed that shame, the burden of all of the ways in which you're blaming yourself? And the other piece that I think is worth reflecting on is, like I said, we all have things that we've done. It might not be that you're able to forgive yourself today, but you might be able to say, I'm not quite ready, but I want to forgive myself. Or, you know, I hope to one day be able to forgive myself for. And so that exercise of just writing things down, even if you're not able to forgive yourself for them today, can still help move you towards forgiveness of yourself, towards self-compassion for yourself. And so when that is down on paper, I want you to look back at that and say, if you had a friend who was telling you that they did X, Y, or Z, what would you tell them? And try to turn that around to yourself. So if you feel like what you have done is so egregious that you should never be forgiven, but you have a friend, if they did that, you might say, well, that's not okay. You should be accountable, but that doesn't mean that you should be canceled. That doesn't mean that you don't ever deserve love or connection, right? And if that's what you'd say to your friend, what's keeping you from saying that to yourself? So self-compassion is key as we think about forgiving ourselves for things that we feel ashamed about, for things that we blame ourselves for mistakes that we've made. And so this week, I invite you to reflect on those and share with me, you know, how do you shed? How do you forgive yourself? You can find me, Dr. Kira Banks, across all socials. And I'd be really curious to hear how this week and this process of shedding that burden has gone for you. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you next time on The Kira Banks Show.
Have Tita's bill or something you want to ask Dr. Banks? Contact her at kirabanks.com/stories or stories@raisingequity.org. Thanks for listening.